Instead of continuing on Masechet Shabbos, maybe I'll talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Beis HaLevi in his Tshuvas points out that there are two different parts to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One pasuk tells us, "Olamadatam osam mishmartam la'asosam." We should learn all of the laws of the Torah in order that we should know how to observe the mitzvahs. So in this sense, it's not really a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. I have to buy a lulav and an esrog to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. I have to buy a pair of tefillin to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So the purchasing of the tefillin, a purchasing of the talis, is not really a mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. So here also, Talmud Torah is a hechsher mitzvah that leads me to have the ability to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and so on. And as such, it wouldn't be counted, wouldn't deserve to be counted as an independent mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvah. It's just a hachana that enables me to fulfill the other 612 mitzvahs. But it is counted as a separate mitzvah because there is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to learn Torah, even if I know how to. Every day I put on my talis and tefillin. I didn't forget the dinim. There's still a mitzvah to learn Torah, and there's a mitzvah to learn even those halachas that are not relevant to us. We live in Chutz Lortz. We don't have all the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maisvahs and so on. So it's still a mitzvah to learn even those halachas that are not relevant, even the halachas that we're not going to forget. It's not that the learning is going to enable us to fulfill the mitzvahs. We know how to say Kiddush, we know how to bench. It's still a mitzvah to learn. So this special mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the women are not mechuyevim. The women are mechuyev to learn. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Ogur, that the women are mechuyev to learn the dinim in order to know how to bench licht and how to not to cheat in business and how to keep Shabbos, how to keep Taras HaMishpach and so on. But as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that the women are not mechuyev to learn. The men are mechuyev to learn even the dinim that they know. A bracha, the Beis HaLevi quotes, the bracha is only recited on a mitzvah, shasiyasa gemar mitzvah. So the gemar has a machlokes and menachas. And Perek HaTcheles, does one recite a bracha when you tie tzitzis onto a beged? So the Gemara says it depends on the machlekes whether tzitzis is chayvas mana or chayvas gavra. Chayvas mana means if I have a beged shal arba kamfis in the drawer, am I obligated to, and it's miyuchat to put on. I'm going to wear it someday. I bought it, but I don't plan to wear it till next year. I bought a talis for after the wedding, and I'm not getting married for another 2 months. Am I mechuyev to put on the tzitzis right away? So that's called klei kufsa, the beged in the drawer, and the kufsa in the box is a chayv in tzitzis. So there was an opinion in the days of the Gemara that it has not been accepted, that klei kufsa, achayov mit tzitzis. So when you tie the chutim onto the beged, it's already, you're already in fulfillment of a mitzvah, so they say a bracha. At the time you tie the tzitzis. The Gemara says, we don't paskin like that, we paskin that tzitzis is chayv as gavra, only when you wear it. Are you in fulfillment of the mitzvah? When you're not wearing it, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So therefore, the tying on the chutim on the beged is just a hachana to lead up to the ability later to fulfill the mitzvah when you're going to wear the beged. So that's why a bracha is not recited. So that's why there's a problem in Shulchan Aruch. It says that if a woman learns, a woman is also obligated to recite. The Mechaber writes this. There is a machlok, the Mechaber and the Ramo. If a woman shakes a lulav, a woman goes out of her way to listen to Tkiyah Shofar, can she recite the bracha shekedushana b'mitzvah sabbat zivano on the tilos lulav? So the Rambam holds that you don't say a bracha; it'll be a bracha levato. It's not true. The women are not mechuyev in the tilos lulav, and they're not mechuyev in tkiyah shofar. So she cannot say a bracha. And the Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos is quoted in different mesichtes, and there are more paskim, mechaber paskim like the Rambam, that women do not recite a bracha on a mitzvah sesei shazman grama that they're exempt from, and there are more paskins like the Balei Tosfos that the women can say a bracha. So here the Mechaber quotes this Ogur, that the women recite Birchas HaTorah when they learn Torah. So the question is, how come the Mechaber quotes it? The Mechaber should have said the women should not recite the bracha. So the Vilna Gaon says, Enachanami, it's only the Ogur is following in the footsteps of the Balei HaTosfos, and according to the Ashkenazim, that women recite their bracha on a Zman Groma, even though they're not Mechuyev. So the women say a bracha on Talmud Torah, but according to the Mechaber, it shouldn't be so. Chabbis should not have quoted this ogur that the women say a bracha. The Magen Avraham comes to defend this mechaber, so he says the women are not mechuyev to sit and learn all day and all night. Not mechuyev to learn gemara, but they're mechuyev to learn a little bit. chayiv to learn in order to know how to keep all the mitzvahs ha-Torah that are relevant to them. So since the women are mechayiv to learn Torah, so they're mechayiv to say a bracha also. So the Beis HaLevi Tain is no, but the women's chayiv in Talmud Torah is only as a heksha mitzvah to lead up to the to give them the ability to observe Shabbos and Kashrus. But it's not a mitzvah for Ne'atzma. It's not a mitzvah for Ne'atzma. She shouldn't say a bracha. According to the Ramah, that women say a bracha and a zman grama, even though they're not mechayiv. So you understand why women can say a birchas hatur. But if the Mechaber doesn't hold like that Ramah, Mechaber follows the Rambam, he should have said women should not recite birchas hatur. That was the Beis HaLevi's taina against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham came to defend the Mechaber. How come women say birchas hatur if he holds that women don't say a bracha and lulav? So the Magen Avraham answers based on the other women are mechayiv to learn the dinim that are relevant, and so he says, yeah, but that's only a heksher mitzvah. So they say b'shem Rab Chaim, Rav Elbel and his sefer and the Rambam quotes in the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. We know that birchas haTorah is different from all the other birchas haMitzvah. The Bavli seems to present it that all birchas haMitzvah are only midrabbanan, only birchas haTorah is the one exception to the rule. The Gemara Brochus learns that from a pasuk that Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban deletes a whole bunch and then he has to replace them with other mitzvahs. The Ramban thinks that this is one of the mitzvahs, Sheshocha Charav, that the Rambam forgot to mention, that there are two distinct mitzvahs. One is Talmud Torah, one is Bichas HaTorah. And don't tell me, the Ramban says, that it's all part of the same. It's a detail. It's a prat within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You have to learn Torah and recite a bracha in advance. He thinks that it should be two distinct mitzvahs, just like Havoaz Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. The Rambam and the Moni HaMitzvah count them as two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah to bring Bikurim and one mitzvah to recite Arami Avodavi. And then he says, just like Achilas Matzah and Sipi Tzias Mitzray. That's an unusual mashal. He gives that they're counted as two distinct mitzvahs, so to over here, Ramban thinks that it should be counted as two distinct mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah quotes La Locha from the Shagas Aryeh, he passes like the Ramban, that Bichas HaTorah is there. I said, someone to defend the Rambam, why didn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of Bichas HaTorah? So some defend the Rambam that he holds like the Ramban suggested, that Bichas HaTorah is a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He doesn't agree that it should be counted separately. It's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Others say the Rambam holds Bichas HaTorah is only the Rabbanan, and the Gemara is only an Asmachta. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens la halacha, like the Shagas Aryeh, who paskens like the Ramban, that Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. If a person is mesupik, if he said Bichas HaTorah, it's safik deraisa l'chumra.
So why if you don't sleep at night, do we say that it's a safik?
No, the obligation to recite the bracha every single day, even though you weren't, the guy was learning all night long, said that if you say that once a day, every day, you have to say Bichas HaTorah. The Pashto says that that's only with the Rabbonim.
What about for
Shinas Keva? That what? If a person...
If you take Shinas Keva by Yom.
Okay. So we usually assume that it's Toli Zedizet. That we assume that there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, where the Bichas HaTorah is like Bichas HaShachar. There's a takonos chacham to recite once a day, every day, whether you slept or you didn't sleep. Or no, Bichas HaTorah is similar to all the other mitzvahs. When you shake a lulav, when you blow shofar, you say a bracha. Every time you learn, you say a bracha, unless there was no hesach hadas. So all the learning is covered with the one bracha. So the two issues are totally zebzeh. If a person had a shinas keva by yom, would he have to recite another bracha or not? And if a person stayed up learning all night long, would he have to recite the Bichas HaTorah? So the Pashto says that it's totally zebzeh.
We don't say a bracha for either one.
Misafik, we don't say a bracha, yeah. Misafik, we don't say a bracha.
If it's
done, I don't know. That's a good question. If the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagas Aryeh that the bracha once a day, every day is deraisa, misupik, if he said it, I don't know. The Pashto says even if you hold that Bichas HaTorah is deraisa, it doesn't really mean that once a day, every day. That's a taina against the Shagas Aryeh. That's a good taina against the Shagas Aryeh. Some Achrayim want to say, based on Yerushalmi, that Bichas HaTorah deraisa is the whole Bichas HaTorah is deraisa only if you get an aliyah, only when it's Talmud Torah Barabim. Bichas HaTorah that the Yechidim say in the morning, that's only the Rabbanan. That's how some Gedolim want to say. The Pashtus and the Bavli is that Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. When a person learned Birchas HaTorah Zerais. So that's what Velva of Soloveitchik quotes from his father, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that clearly Birchas HaTorah is something different from Birchas HaMitzvah. All the Birchas HaMitzvah we assume are only Midrabbanan, only Birchas HaTorah is Zerais. Manashtana, how come you don't say a bracha? So the Yerushalmi, it sounds from the Yerushalmi as if all Birchas HaMitzvah are Zerais. It's unclear. The Yerushalmi makes a hekesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah and a Mitzvah, so there's a hekesh between Torah and Mitzvah. So just like we derive from a pasuk that one is required men a Torah to recite a Birchas HaTorah, so too one is required men a Torah to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Shalmi presents it, kilo, all the Birchas HaMitzvah there. I said, we don't all like that. We hold whenever there's a suffix, if person was Yotze the Mitzvah of Lulav, so he, on the first day of Sukkot, he shakes the Lulav again, and he does not recite a Bracha. The suffix Brachas Lohakal, the Bracha is only the Rabban. And Safik Deraisa Lechumi, you have to shake the lulav, that's Deraisa. So we assume that only Bichas HaTorah is Deraisa, that's the only bracha. That's Rab Chaim says, he sees that it's a different kind of a bracha. So he says, maybe it's different from Bichas HaMitzvah. Take for example, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Brachas, that if a person didn't recite Bichas HaTorah, but he said Abba Rabba in the morning before Kriya Shema, so Abba Rabba can substitute as a Bichas HaTorah. And then the Taisis quotes the Yerushalmi, I think that only if Shana Lassar, only if he learned right after davening was over, so he demonstrates that he wants the Abba Rabba to serve as a Bichas HaTorah. Do you require Shana Lassar if he said Bichas HaTorah? So that's a machlekes HaRishonim. So we always, when we wake up in the morning, first thing you say Bichas HaTorah, you say Yivarech Hashem Yishmarecha, Elu Dvarim She'ein Hamshiyah, you say a Pasuk, because there's a machlekes in the Gemara whether Bichas HaTorah is only needed for Torah Shebichzav, or even for Torah Shebalpeh, or even for Brisa. So we say a Pasuk, then we say a Mishnah, then we say a Memra, Amar Abzer, Ben Eitzalach Mira Alatzman, a Memra for the Gemara. Everything, we demonstrate that everything is Ton Bichas HaTorah. So the so many Rishonim hold that you only need Shana Al-Asar if you want Abba Rabba to serve as a Bichas HaTorah. But if you actually recite Bichas HaTorah, you don't need Shana Al-Asar. Isn't that over the over? If a person says a bracha on his way to shul, he says the bracha l'hanyach tefillin, and then he carries on the whole conversation. He finally arrives in shul, then he puts on the tefillin. What he said before was a bracha l'avatal. Of course, you have to recite the bracha immediately prior to performing the mitzvah. That's what it means, over l'asiyasim, not over the over. The Gemara didn't say koydim asiyasim. The Gemara said over. So the Rishonim say over has the mashmas of immediately before. So how come you don't need, according to the Efer Rishon, how come you don't need Shana al-Asar for Bichas HaTorah. To learn right away on the spot. Shana, if he didn't say Bichas HaTorah, he wants to be Yotze with Abba Rabba, so it can only substitute for Bichas HaTorah if Shana, if he learned Mishnayis, al-Asar, on the spot. But he said Abba Rabba has to say Shema. So that doesn't count Shana al-Asar. Every day he says Shema right after Abba Rabba. That doesn't demonstrate that he wants the Abba Rabba to serve as Bichas HaTorah. Then he can't be mafsik between gula and tefillah. Then he can't be mafsik in between the tefillah and the chazara sashad. Can't be mafsik before tachna. And then the kaddish says, the chazan says chatzi kaddish. After the chazan says chatzi kaddish, instead of saying ashrei of all tzion, he should really take out a sefer and start learning. Shon al asar, the first available opportunity, he should learn in order that the Abba Rabba should be oila for Bichas HaTorah. The Tosfos has the two opinions at the end of the first parak of Brachos. Do you require Shana al-Asar when you actually said Bichas HaTorah Mamish? So after the Rishonim say it's not necessary. How can it not be necessary? But you said the Bracha Bichas HaTorah over the over, an hour before he starts to learn. Says Bichas HaTorah. Then he doesn't learn for an hour. So the answer is, it's not a Bichas HaMitzvah, it's something different. Bichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan. Bichas HaMitzvah was instituted in the Rabbanan that it should be immediately prior to performing the mitzvah, oivelasiyas immediately before. Bichas HaTorah is something different, a different kind of a din. So that's where Rab Chaim says, women don't say Bichas, according to the Mechaber, women don't recite Bichas HaMitzvah because they're not anas mangrama, because they're not mechuyiv in lulav, they're not mechuyiv in shofar. So they shouldn't say Hashem Kodesham Tzatzanu Lashmaya Kol Shofar. It's not really true. But a shekushan lasik b'dirisayev a harav na bichas haterid, that's different. It's not a bracha on the chiyav. It's like a bichas hashevach. It's to enhance the chashivas of the Torah, that the Torah should be covered with brachas. To add covered haterid.
Rabbi Amar, he was
is Esher Kishanos Tzavon, we'll gloss over, I'll do it. Why is it, it sounds like a mitzvah.
Yeah, it's like the editorial we. Shegeshanu b'mitzvayisam ha'klal yisrael, asik b'divater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Jewish people, means the men amongst us, the women are mechayiv. Shegeshanu b'mitzvayisam al netilas lula means God commanded me. It's a birchas ha'mitzvah, it has to be recited over l'asiyosam. The baruch has to be mitzurif to my netilas lula. But the birchas ha'tar, the koni temeh hefer, the rishon, doesn't have to be mitzurif to the Talmud Torah. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day that he gave us the Torah. And this enhances the kavod ha'tar. Yeah.
So that defends the
mechaber. That's how he defends the mechaber. Yeah, mechaber holds that birchas hatorah is different from all the other birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hatorah, even women, if the woman is not going to learn, so let her not say birchas hatorah. But if she is going to learn, it's not that she was not mechuyev to learn as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Therefore, it's not right she shouldn't say the bracha. No, if she's learning, so what she learns is Torah. It is a chepetz of Torah. So whenever there's Liman HaTorah, you should enhance the chashivas of Liman HaTorah by being mechaber the Torah, by reciting a brach. To emphasize the fact that Liman HaTorah is a different type of a discipline, not like a secular discipline. The Gemara says, Al me'o of the Horetz, al shalabucha b'Torah t'chilo. The Churban Bayis Rishon was because they violated Avodah Zarah L'Avayis and Shvichas Domim. Churban Bayis Sheni, why? They did observe all the dinims. The Gemara says, because so the Ran explains on that Gemara, the end of the Nedarim, they treated Talmud Torah like a secular discipline. They didn't give the chashivas to the Liman HaTorah. The Gemara says that it's not right for a father to teach his daughter Torah. So the Prish on the bottom of the Tur, in Yerideya, when the Tur quotes it, points out that this din is not on the women. There's nothing wrong with a woman choosing to learn Torah, if the woman is interested in learning. The Rambam says if a woman learns Torah, is like a woman who shakes a lulav, or a woman who listens, goes out of her way to listen to Tkiyah Shefer, she's fulfilling a mitzvah as an ena mitzvah v'yosef. She gets reward. She doesn't get the same reward as one as mitzvah v'yosef. She gets reward like an ena mitzvah v'yosef. So there's nothing wrong with the woman choosing to learn Torah. It's the father shouldn't send his daughter to a school where they have the same curriculum for the girls as they have for the boys. It's a din on the father. Also, l'adam she lamed is bita torah. Kolam lamed is bita torah. Kilam lamed the tiflis. But if the girl is ready, an older girl, and she chooses to learn to study whatever she wants in graduate school, so there's nothing wrong if she chooses to learn Torah. That's what the Prisha writes on the bottom of the tour. The Torah Tmima writes if he discovered America, he quotes some kind of a Sephardish author who wrote a sefer that no one ever heard of, who says this idea. The Prisha we're more familiar with. Everybody knows the Prisha, printed on the bottom of the page of the Torah. I don't know what the Torah Tmima had to go so far to quote some exotic Sephardish achron. The Gemara has a machlokes in the second parak in Brachas where the Kriya Shema is derais and Kriya Shema is lav derais. How can it be a machlokes? It says b'shach b'chob kumecho. How can you have a machlokes where the Kriya Shema is derais and derabban? What do? You cross out a pasuk. The Gemara says, no, ha'hu b'divrei Torah hu dichsi. What does it mean? So the Shagas Aryeh quotes from the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina on the side of the Riv, who explains as follows. Everybody agrees there's a chiyuv to learn Torah b'shach b'chol kamecha, in the morning and at night. The machlokes is kriya shema derai. So the fact you have to recite these parshas, shema v'hayoyim shemaya, that's min ha'Torah. When it says b'shach b'chol kamecha, v'dibarta b'am b'shach b'chol kamecha, means these parshas. Oh, no. It's the pasuk just means to say that there's a chiyuv Talmud Torah. You have a chiyuv Talmud Torah to learn a little bit every day and a little bit every night. If you would have only had the other psukim, it says so many times in the Chumash that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so you would have thought once a day, every day is enough. Like the Gemara says by duchening, that when the Kohanim duchen once a day, and then the second minyan, they duchen, let's say, by the Hashkama minyan. Then the second minyan doesn't have a kohen. They ask him, could you please come by us? So the Gemara says, then I'm mechuyev to duchen the second day. The fact that the Mishnah says the kohanim have to duchen shachris and musaf for the same minyan, that's a takana of the rabbanim. Min haTorah, once they duchen for shachris, they're not mechuyev to duchen for musaf, even if we request of them that they should duchen. But so that's a takana of the rabbanim to duchen shachris and musaf. But if they already duchen on a regular Tuesday morning, they already duchen the shachris by their first minyan, then they ask him at the second minyan. So the Gemara said, they're not mechuyev to duchen a second time. So if not Gemara, you can establish this klal that it would appear from the Gemara. That's what this disciple points out. Whenever you have a pasuk and a chumash and it's unclear how often you have to observe the mitzvah, so the pashtus is once a day, every day. That's how the disciple writes. That's probably how the Rama figured out. The Rama understood the Gemara in the first daf in Tainus that it says that it's not an asmachta. Really means that tefila is their isa. So the Rambam says tefillah once a day, every day is their isa. The Gemara always says only the Rabbanon. That means to daven three times a day in the specific nusach tefillah. But to daven once a day, every day is their isa. How did the Rambam know it's once a day, every day? So he probably got it from that Gemara. The Gemara says you have a pasuk about duchering. Whenever the Kohanim are called upon to give a bracha, then you have to give the bracha, but only once a day, every day. So the Gemara seems to assume a psasvara pshuta like that. Once a day, every day. So Talmud Torah also, there's so many psukim in the Torah that tell us we're obligated to learn how much I'm chayiv to learn. So one would have said once a day, every day. So now that I have the pasuk, v'diparta bam b'shach b'chav kumecha, means that it's not enough once a day, every day. Once a day, every day in the morning, and once a night, every night in the evening. If you hold Kriya Shema Deraisa, so the pasuk is not talking about Talmud Torah. So you have to come on to the pasuk and say for Yeshua, where it says v'hagisa bo yom v'loilo, to teach us that you have to learn a little bit once a day every day, a little bit once a night every night. And the pasuk v'dibarta bam shach b'chol kamecha goes on parsha Shema v'hoyoyim shamoyim. And according to the other opinion, that Kriya Shema lav deraisa means is a chiyuv to learn, v'dibarta bam chiyuv to learn, ma v'sedra, daf yomei, mishnah yomis, whatever you want to learn, you have to learn once a day, every day, once a night, every night. That's what the pasuk says. The Gemara has a machlokes, a question. Maybe there's a difference between the first parsha and the second parsha. But the barta bum, and the first parsha maybe goes on reciting Shema. And maybe Shema is their eyes. And maybe v'hayoyim Shema, l'man t'mos ha'zmanechem m'shach b'chav k'mecho. Maybe the ha'u b'divetaru hu'dichsiv. So that's what Rashi apparently thinks. There's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosis. In the first daf, the first Mishnah in Brochus, Rashi seems to hold that Kriya Shema Deraisa is only Parsha Rishayna. The different opinion, the Ramban and the Melchamas holds that Kriya Shema Deraisa is only Pasuk Rishayna, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, and V'yahavta is only V'derabbanan. And Rashi, the first Rashi and the first Mishnah seems to hold that Parsha Rishayna is Deraisa, V'yoyim Shema is only V'derabbanan. And Tosis argues with Rashi. Rashi says, how are we, I'd say, Kriya Shema, we daven Ma'ariv so early before Tzeis HaKochavim, and the Stam Mishnah says, you're not Yotze Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim. So Rashi says, you're Yotze with Kriya Shema Lamita. So Tosfos says, but in Kriya Shema Lamita, you just say Parsha Rishayna, you don't say Parsha Shniya. So Rashi apparently holds Parsha Shniya is only Midirabbanon. So that doesn't require that it should be recited after Tzeis HaKochavim. Tzveka Rabbanon Lekula. If you say the Well, Yoim Shemaya after Shkia before Tzeis Kacham is Bein Hashmashes, so that would be Sveika the Rabbanon. Only Parsha Rishayna is Derais. So Rashi apparently understood that in the first Parsha Rishayna, where it says V'dibarta bam shach b'chol kamecha, goes on Parsha Shema. In the second Parsha, when it says V'lamarta ma'as hazmanechem l'dav bam shach b'chol kamecha, that goes on Talmud Torah in general. That goes on Talmud Torah. So according to Rashi, you don't even need the pasuk v'hagisa b'yom v'loila to tell you that you have to fulfill Talmud Torah a little bit in the nighttime, a little bit in the daytime. You have it in the Parsha Shniya. The Marta Masam Azmanecha, Meshach B'chav Kamecha, goes on Talmud Torah. Yeah, the Rambam has a fourth sheet. So far, there are three sheets. The Ramban and the Machamas has only Pasuk Rishon as their Eisen. She seems to all that Parsha Rishon is their Eisen. Parsha Shniya is only by the Rabbanim. And Taisus holds that Shtei Parshios are their Eisen. But Yoimer is a different mitzvah. Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the Rambam writes, it's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema twice a day, Shachris and Arvis. And what constitutes Kriya Shema? Three parshiyos, Shema, Vayom Shemaya, and Vayoyma. So that's what the Prima Godim raises the question. He quotes the Achronim as, Vayoyma has nothing to do with the Batabam Shach B'chav Kamecha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik published in the name of Rav Chaim. The Teretz says that the Rambam thinks that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. The Rambam didn't count it as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And the Tzlach is the Akash and the Sefer HaBrachos, that the Behuda wrote the Sefer HaBrachos, that's called Tzion HaNefesh Chai, the Tzlach. So he asked the Akash, how come the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day? He only counts the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach. He never counted the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So various suggestions are given. The Menchas Chinuch talks about the Akash. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, he thought, according to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chelik of the mitzvah of Shema. If he would have held that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa, so then the nature of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, b'shach b'chamecha, is Talmud Torah. So then Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim would have to be a separate mitzvah. What's the connection between Talmud Torah and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? But the Rambam paskens that Kriya Shema is deraisa, it means minat Torah, you have to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not Liman HaTorah, learn your daf yaymi, learn your Mishnah yaymis, learn Mavisedra, learn Parsha Sashma. No, the mitzvah Kriya Shema deraisa is to be Mekabal al Malchus Shamayim. So part of Kabbalah al Malchus Shamayim is to say, Ani Hashem Alakech, Moshe Hotzei Siyeschem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Delokim. Like Anoche Hashem Alakech, Moshe Hotzei Siyeschem Yeretz Mitzrayim. It's Yeretz Mitzrayim is mentioned in order to be Mechazik the Amunah. In Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, we believe in God because our forefathers experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's why the Rambam didn't count the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. It's Lishitasa that he says that Vayomer is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Why is it part of Kriya Shema? Because Kriya Shema is their raisa, means to be Mekabbalah Samach Shemayim is their raisa. So Kabbalah Samach Shemayim should be done via mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rav Sam Rishonim hold that the halacha lemaisa that Kriya Shema is lav derais. The opening Tosfos in Brachas. Tosfos is bothered with the question that Rashi raises. How come we daven ma'ariv so early? If the Mishnah says one is only a fulfillment of Kriya Shema, if you say you have to say sakachovim, and a lot of times these the Balei Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos used to daven ma'ariv before say sakachovim. So Rashi says he yotze with Kriya Shema lamita, and then Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos says we rely on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Zman Mincha is over at Plaga Mincha, and then begins the Zman Amayriv and the Zman of Kriya Shema. Why do you have the right to rely on Rabbi Yehuda? He was outvoted. Yochad v'Rab Malachi k'Rabim. So the answer is because the Gemara says later the Rabbi Yehuda's svar is pretty good, and David kemar Rabbi. The Gemara leads it as a stake at Adina. So the Gemara gives you the option of either following Rabbi Yehuda. Following the Rabban. If you want, you can follow Rabbi Yehuda and always daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. Then be careful always to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. Or David Kemar Rabbi, you want to follow the Rabbanon. So that's fake of the Rabbanon Kula, whatever you want. But how does Tosfos apply David Kemar Rabbi to Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is their Isa. So you find Rabbi Yehuda said a good svar. So it's a sveka der Isa should be Lechumr. How do you say sveka der Isa Lekula? Rabbi Kibegar on the Mishnayis raises the issue. He tells you, look in the Pichadosh, raises the issue. And the Pashtus is that Tosfos over here seems to hold halacha that Kriya Shema is lav derais. They're going to learn at night anyway. They're going to learn Gemara with Tosfos. The Balei HaTosfos are going to learn at night. But not going to say Kriya Shema again. So the whole insistence on reciting Kriya Shema, that's only Kriya Shema lav derais. Talmud, they're going to do at night. They're going to learn the other things at night. They're not going to say Kriya Shema at night. So that Tosfos and other Tosfos seem to hold that Kriya Shema is lav derais. Chiddush. The Gemara Kiddushin learns that from the pasuk Yolam Yishalish Adam Shnoisav Shlish B'Mikra Shlish B'Mishnah or Shlish B'Talmud B'Gemara. What does that mean? Yishalish Adam Shnoisav. So that's a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos B'Shem HaGaonim and the Rambam. Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes from the Gaonim that in the morning they recite Birchas HaTorah, and then they say Psukim of Karbonis, Parshas HaTamid, you say Berech Hashem Yishmerecho, and then you say Mishnah Yisrael Zeh Mekoyim, and then they say the Brais of Rebbe Shemai Lomer, Vishloshes Semidas HaTorah Nedreshes Bem. So Tosfos quotes the Goyim, you have already fulfilled your Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. You did a Shmek Tabik, you just did three Psukim, Berech Hashem Yishmerecho, Yar Hashem Panav Yalecho Yichonecho. Then in 3 minutes you recite, run through the whole Mishnah, he says, Zalmakaiman. That's the whole thing. And then another minute and a half you run through the Brisa Rebbe Shmuel Aimer. So you have completed your mitzvah for the day, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. What are you going to do the rest of the day? Whatever you want to do. You're learning Masechah Shabbos, you're learning Erevin, you're learning Nida, you're learning Tiyomi, Yerushan, whatever you want to learn. That's how Tosfos holds, quotes Gagoinim. That Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud is a din in Kriyas Itam LaTorah. Every Jew has to be Kaveh Itam LaTorah a little bit every day, and a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Mishnah, Psak Halacha Maisa, a little bit of Talmud, the drushes of the Torah Shebalpeh. The Rambam does not understand like that. The Rambam does not hold that it's a din in Kfiyas Itzma LaTorah to be Kaveya a little bit every day. You have to set aside a little bit of time every day for Mikra, for Mishnah, for Talmud. The Rambam says the learning should be done in a balanced fashion. The Rambam gives his funny mashal, if the fellow unfortunately has to work for a living, so he has to spend 3 hours a day in the office working for a living, then he only has 9 hours to learn. That's the Rambam's mashal. So the 9 hours, he should spend 3 out of the 9 hours learning Tanakh, 3 out of 9 hours learning Halacha, and 3 out of 9 hours Gemara. Try to figure out to be Maven Dover, Metech Dover, using the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam. So the, and then the Rambam says, and this is only B'tchilas Limuda, his learning should be balanced like that. After a couple of years of learning, he'll already know the Tanakh, and so then he'll only have to spend time a little bit Mavisedra every week. It won't have to be one third of all of the time every single day that he dedicates to learning, and just split the time between Mishnah and Gemara. And then after many years, he'll already know all the Mikra and all the Mishnah, so you can spend all day long learning Gemara. The Rambam understood Yishalosh Adam Shnaisa means that the learning should be balanced. You shouldn't become an expert in Tanakh and be missing everything else. An expert in Shulchan Aruch and Psak Halacha and be missing Tanakh and be missing Pulpula Shel Torah. The learning should be balanced in such a way you should have a little bit of everything. Today, let's say, when a person learns, so the Rabbein Atam, Tosfos quotes Rabbein Atam as saying, commenting on the Gemara in the second parak in the third parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, why is it called Talmud Bavli? So the Pashat, the answer is because it was composed in Bavli. So the Gemara says, well, Yish Laimar, another reason why it's called Talmud Bavli, because the Talmud Bavli is Belula b'Mikra b'Mishna u'b'Gemara. What's the significance of that statement? Belula b'Mikra b'Mishna u'b'Gemara. So the Rabbein Atam says that now that we learn Talmud Bavli all day long, we don't have to spend time learning Mikra separately, and Mishnah separately, and Gemara separately. You just learn Talmud Bavli, so everything is there. You have a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, and a little bit of Gemara. Yeah, again, it's not going to be one third, one third, one third. The Bali HaTesis held like the guy, just the din and Kviyas Itim HaTorah. Every day you have to be Kaveh Itim. You have to learn a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara. So if you learn Talmud Bavli, if you're just going to learn one Tesis all day long, so you won't have everything. But if you're going to learn a couple of Blad Gemara every day, so then you will certainly come upon some Sukkim in Tanakh, certainly come upon some Halachas Psukkas, and you certainly cover some Pilpula Shalter. So that's a Tesis Lishitos. So some say that if you want to satisfy the Rambam's understanding of Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemara. So whenever you learn a gemara, you should always look in the Encyclopedia Talmud, and it'll give you a whole panorama, give you a whole picture of everything that's going on. I'll give you the source in the Chumash, and the Dinim and the Mishnah, and the Machlekes Rishayim, and the Machlekes Achrayim. So that's the Rambam learns that the shlish b'mikra means that the learning should be balanced.
And the question before, but it's Shema. It's not, so why does it have to be seis? Why can't Tosfos hold that Kriyas Shema Saraisa? But he's just saying maybe Yehuda holds them on Shliva, so people learn better over there. So it's already the Daraisa time.
Right, Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. But the Shah is, why do we have the right to choose to do like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, David Kemar Rabbah, David Kemar Rabbah. They never gave a hachra here, even though it should have been Yochad V'Rab Malachah Kerabim. So we say, Sveka D'Rabbon L'Kula. Usually when they have a Yochad V'Rabim, you don't say you have a right to do like the Yochad, even if the issue is only the Rabbon. It's not called the Sveka D'Rabbon. It was outvoted, but over here, we say he wasn't outvoted. We treat it as a Sveka D'Rabbon L'Kula. But regarding Kriyashma is Deraisa. So how can you say David Kemar Rabbah, David Kemar Rabbah? Whichever Shita you follow is fine. It should be Sveka Deraisa L'Chumer. So that's Rabbi Kibegi quotes the Pichorosh as that kash. The Gemara says, whoever wants to follow Rabbi Yehuda by davening Mincha Ma'ariv is okay. Because davening Mincha Ma'ariv is only the Rabbana. But the Kriyashma should be the Raisa. So one gets the impression that Tosfos says that Kriyashma is lav deraisa. The Rambam starts off very strange. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Talmud Torah by saying, who's potter from learning? Instead of starting off by saying, who's chayv to learn? Starts off, who's potter? Very strange. The first line, Nashim Abanim Ketanim Pturim Talmud Torah. Instead of starting off with who's chayv. So the Ketanim are potter from all the mitzvahs, but the father has a chiyuv to teach his children. That's in Chumash. Al-Matamah says, Benechem. It says, the father has an obligation in the Torah. Chiyuv, chinuch, is certainly the Raisa. When the Gemara says, the chinuch is only with the Rabbanon, that means a different chinuch, that the father is mechuyav to see to it that the child shakes a lulav now, that the child eats the matzah now, that he fasts on Yom Kippur now, before his, a year or two before his bar mitzvah. But that part of chinuch is only with the Rabbanon. But in the Torah, L'maratamosim as b'neichem certainly means the father has to teach the children all the dinim, and he has to tell them, now you can eat all the chaza you want, but another 5 years you're going to be bar mitzvah, then you're not allowed to eat chaza, then you have to say a bracha. Now you don't have to say any brachas. When you're going to be bar mitzvah, then you have to say a bracha. And then with the Rabbanon, they made a chiyuv chinuch. The father has to see to it that the children fulfill the mitzvah right now. What if there's a conflict between the chinuch derais and the chinuch derabbanon? Let's say the father's going to be strict with the child, a playful child. He doesn't want to shake a lulav. He doesn't want to learn. let's say the psychologist sizes up the situation. If the father's going to be strict with the child, he's going to make the kid fast on Yom Kippur now, and he's going to make him shake a lulav, and he's going to make him learn Torah. So when the kid grows up, he's just going to reject everything. The father will just do the chinuch deraisa. Tell him, now you're not bar mitzvah yet, and another couple is going to be bar mitzvah, so you're going to have to shake a lulav then. So if the father will be easier with the child, he stands a better chance of having the child grow up as a shomer mitzvah. So that's where Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a tshuva about that. So he says he thinks that it's obvious that if there's a conflict between the chinuch deraisa and the chinuch derabbanon, so you do the chinuch deraisa, you don't force the child to observe the mitzvahs now, you think it's not going to work. I think it's going to be counterproductive.
Is that the same kind of story he has by the heder? They call that a weird thing when he talks about giving the goy the cup of water when he comes to help you? Like if he's not going to make a bracha?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the same story?
The thing is, yeah. It could be it's in the same tshuva. I think so. How did the Chachamim know to interpret the psuk in the way they did? In the Parsha, Rishonim says, Vishinantam Levanecha, so Gemara says, Elo HaTalmidim. Everyone has an whoever has an opportunity to has an obligation to be marbet Torah berabim. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the introduction to his Dibros Moshe, those were the shiurim that he worked on very hard. He used to give a shiur klali every week in the basement, which hardly anybody understood. So he writes in the introduction to the sefer, he's stuck over here on the east side. He hardly has anybody who follows what he's talking about. So he has an obligation to be marbet Torah berabim, to give the Torah out to the public. So he quotes Gemaras like that from Tzmura. He thinks that the chiyuv to be malamed Torah le-rabim is to the maximum. Not just I have five students in my class and I'm happy. I'm learning, I'm malamed, right? If you have an opportunity to teach Torah to 100 people, to 1,000 people, so you're obligated to do that. So Moshe felt the way to do it is by publishing a sefer. Didn't work exactly because the Dibros Torah are not so user-friendly. They're very hard to digest. And now let's say a person gives a shiur, so if there's a possibility to put it on tape and put the tape on a website, so then Rav Moshe thinks that you have an obligation to be malamed Torah to the maximum public that you possibly can. Anyway, but the question is, how did the Chachamim know that? Vishinantam levanech elu atalmidim. And the second parasha that says, l'maratam osman z'benechem, goes on the bottom, on the children. One would have thought that if you only have one pasuk, Vishinantam levanecha, levanecha are the children. If you have an extra pasuk, imenu inyo lebanim, tenehu inyo letalmidim. But why should you say on the first parasha, Vishinantam levanecha, is elu atalmidim? Why should that be so? So I think Rav Soloveitchik made two suggestions. I think one was, Vishinantam means, Shiyu mechudodim eficha. Lemaratam osan es benechem, not everyone is blessed with children who are so sharp. So you can't say Vishinantam alavanecha on your children that it should be mechudodim eficha. What if the child is not a genius? But the Rebbe in the yeshiva has to teach on the highest level. Has to teach in such a way that the gifted students should pick everything up and have it on their fingertips. Should be mechudodim eficha. That's one suggestion. Then the other suggestion, I'm not sure whether I heard that from Rabbi Gift or Rabbi Soloveitchik. Then the other suggestion, for sure I heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik, he thought the Rambam sounds like he says in Hilchas Kriyas Shema that the theme of Parsha Rishayna is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. What constitutes Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim? So the Rambam says Yichud Hashem, believing in monotheism, Ahavasai, Gavta San Shem Lakecha, V'Talmudai, and Talmud Torah, and then the Rambam says, "Who Iker Agadol Shakol Toliboy." So Rav Soloveitchik understood. There are those who don't agree. Rav Soloveitchik understood that Talmudai means Liman HaTorah. "Who Iker Agadol Shakol Toliboy." One could say goes on Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim is the Iker Agadol Shakol Toliboy. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Iker Agadol means that learning Torah is the most important of these three aspects of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. Yichud Hashem is one aspect, Ahavasa is another aspect, and Talmudah is the Ikar HaGadol. Not that all three are the Ikar HaGadol of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. And Rav Soloveitchik understood, so those who disagree with that, then Rav Soloveitchik understood, Talmudah means to learn Torah. Others disagree, they say Talmudah does mean learning Torah, means to study about the existence of God. Rav Soloveitchik thought Talmudah and the Rambam meant Talmud Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, what do you mean Talmudah is the Ikar HaGadol Shakol Talibay? What every parent teaches his child, the parent teaches them how to read Abba Beh, he teaches them about a like tefillin. That's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. He thought, no, when I give a shir in the yeshiva, that's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. When the rabbis in the yeshiva give. So that's why he thought that the Chachamim understood, Yishinantam Alefanecha goes on Elo Talmidim, because it's the same as Elamartam Osmaz Bereichem, but Vishinat Malafanecha is part of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That only goes on the highest level of learning in yeshivas. What parents teach their children, every father teaches his child, that's not called Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That's a little bit Talmud Torah. That's the suggestion. I'll call upon him. That's what the Gemara says. Vishinat Malafanecha goes on Talmidim, and Vilamar Tamasos Berechim goes mamish on the children. The Balatanya has, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, he rewrote everything. Usually in the Shulchan Aruch of the Balatanya, he just presents everything like a kitzer of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Taz. Like a Chayyadim, he wrote a fancy Chayyadim Chachmasadim. Hilchas Talmud Torah, he rewrote everything because everything is backwards. The Rambam starts off Noshim Avonim Ktanim, Apotif and Talmud Torah. There's so much missing, so he rewrote everything. So one of the things that he points out is that there is an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. The men have an obligation to master Kol HaTorah Kula. The question is, how is that physically possible, he asks. The Gemara in Erevin in the second parak quotes a pasuk, Arucha me'eretz mida rochova min hayam. The Gemara says it's a reference to Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is so vast. It's impossible for any person to be shoyla tan kol HaTorah kula. So what do you mean, there's a chiyuv to learn kol HaTorah kula? So the Baal HaTanya explains, no. Arucha me'eretz mida rochova min hayam goes on the omek pnimiyas HaTorah. To understand deeper and deeper, that's ein lo shir. But there is a, if you want to know what is the text of Kol HaTorah Kula, you can have all the books in one little bookcase. He says the 24 Sifrei HaTanach, Chav Dalet Sifrei HaTanach, the Mishnah, the Tosefta, the Bavli Yerushalmi, Sifro Sifrei, Rama Meshulchan Aruch. It's an awful, it's a lot, but it's not so much. Not so much. He says that's the definition of Kol HaTorah Kula. And then you're going to look at more svarim. Every library has many more svarim. That's Arucha Meres Midah Rochav Minyan. But we all have an obligation to master Kol HaTorah Kula. This is famous from the Baal HaTanya. Rav Chaim Elojaner also talks about this. In the Nefesh HaChaim, he quotes the same midrashim that the Baal HaTanya quotes, that a person, En Tchilas Dila Shalad Damela Adi Betar, when we go to the Olam HaEmes, the first thing they're going to ask us is whether Kavaita Itim Latar, did we learn properly? And they're going to ask us, did we learn all the Mishnahs? Did we learn all the Gemara? Did we learn all of Zohar? Did we learn all the Midrashim and so on? We're obligated to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Baal HaTanya also points out that people make a mistake. They don't know what it means, Liman HaTorah. So people think you keep on saying svaris and kvetching, you learn five blot gemara and you kvetch and kvetch. Okay, that's not Liman HaTorah. It says, Lamadatam osam, you should learn all the mitzvahs of shmartam lasosam. He says, Liman HaTorah is to know all the tarayak mitzvahs and all of the details. And then to try to understand more in depth. But it has to start off to learn all of the Taryag Mitzvahs. And that's what we pointed out many times. The Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam was written in Arabic, and the Mishnah Torah was written in Hebrew, but it was intended to be the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam lists off the 613 mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and then at the very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam has Binyan HaMitzvahs Biktzora, one or two lines for every mitzvah, and then every section the Rambam starts off Hilchos Talmud Torah, and he says there are two mitzvahs he's going to cover here, and every section Hilchos Shabbos is going to tell you how many mitzvahs there are. By the time you get to the end of the whole Yad HaChazaka, so he says, and now you know Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula means to know all of what are the 613 mitzvahs, and what are all the details of the 613 mitzvahs. You can't begin to start to say Hasberim, to develop a derech and learning, before you know first all the data. You have to know first all the facts. Like in science and chemistry and physics, you have to know what the facts are, and then once you know the facts, you try to figure out what's the cloud, how does everything function. So in learning, to develop a derech and learning means you have to know what all the dinim are. After you know all the dinim, then you try to figure out what's the formula, what's the cloud, what makes everything tick. I didn't know when it's asa, I didn't know when it's muta, I didn't know when it's chayv, I didn't know when it's pata. But you can't begin to figure it out before you figure out all the pieces of information. The Mishnah in Perik Shtei Alechem, many learned Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Shtei Alechem was the korban that was brought on Shavuos together with the Kibsei Atzeres. Kibsei Atzeres is a shlomim, that's a kochi kochim. Usually shlomim is kochim kalim, that's if a yochid brings a shlomim. When the tzibur brings zivche shalmi tzibur, is a kachim kachim. The only carbon that switches, if it's a carbon yachid, then it's one level, it's kachim kalim. When it's a carbon tzibur, then it's a kachim kachim, that's shlomim. So the Mishnah has, in Perek Shtei Alechem, Mishnah has a machlokes satanoim. When they put the lechem upon him on the shulchan, it says, lechem panim lefanai tomid. How do you translate tomid? Tomid means it should be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there should be lechem aponim on the shulchan. They bake the lechem aponim every Friday, then they put it on the shulchan on Shabbos. So when they put on the new lechem aponim, here the old lechem aponim is here on the shulchan, so they put on the new lechem aponim, and they took off the old lechem aponim simultaneously, so there wasn't even a half a minute where the shulchan was missing lechem aponim. Well, no, the other Tana says, not necessary, even if they take off the old lechem aponim in the morning, they put on the new lechem aponim 5 minutes before the shkia. That's called tamid. Tamid means on a regular basis. There should be lechem aponim. The shulchan shouldn't be missing lechem aponim one day of the week. Every day there should be lechem. But it doesn't mean every single minute of the day. So the Gemara says, similar to that, machlokes atanoim regarding lechem aponim lefanai tamid would be a machlokes, the same tanoim. How do you understand the chiyuv to learn b'hasmada? The pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua, v'agisa v'yomah v'alayla, should learn Bayom Balaila. So does that mean all day and all night? You're mechuyev to learn all day and all night. It means when you have free time. It's self-understood. You have to go to sleep. You have to eat. You have to make a parnasa. So that's not free time. But when after the person already took care of his parnasa, and he ate and he slept and whatever, he took care of all the needs, and then he has time on his hands. So is the din that every 3 minutes of the day and of the night, one is obligated to learn Torah, the hasmada, to learn all day and all night? Or should I say no? There's an obligation to learn Magisul Yom Alayla, to learn a little bit by Yom and a little bit by Laila, and Yotze with that. So the Gemara says it would be totally in this machlokes satanaim. If it's called Hasmada by Lechem Aponim, even though you take it off in the morning, and the old Lechem Aponim, you put on the new Lechem Aponim 5 minutes before the Shkia, so then it would be called Lima Torah Hasmada. If you learn a little bit every day, a little bit every night, not necessarily to be taken literally. So most of the Rishonim Paskin like that. Most of the Rishonim Paskin, you're not mechuyev to learn all day and all night. The guy's not going to become a big Talmid Chacham if he just spends 5 minutes a day learning learning by Yom, 5 minutes a night learning at night. Even if he spends an hour a day learning his Daf Yom, he's still not going to become a big Talmid Chacham. But the question is one obligated to learn literally b'hasmad all day and all night every 3 minutes? Or no? Just a little bit every day, a little bit every night. So most of the Rishonim say l'hakom, just a little bit every day, a little bit every night, including the Rambam. The Pesach Tshuva in Yeridei, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, quotes the Chidah, quotes some Rishonim, and say not so. They say you should really, you mechuyev to learn all day and all night, every 3 minutes. The Lechem Mishnah points out, it seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam, because by the Lechem Aponim, The Rambam writes that the practice was tivcha shel zeh b'tzad tivcha shel zeh, the fists, the tefa, the fists of the Kohanim were putting on the new lechem upon him, would be bumping into the hands, the fists of the Kohanim would take off lechem upon him. That they used to that was the practice in the Zman Baishen. They had, they understood Tamid lechem panim lefanai Tamid, literally Tamid. So why did the Rambam pasken the Hilchos Tamid Torah that if you learn a little bit, 5 minutes every day, 5 minutes every night is good enough? You should have pasken that you need all day and all night. I don't see that it's such a steer. The Lechem Mishnah presents a steer in the Rambam. Not such a steer. The Rambam is just quoting that was the practice. Tivcha shel zeh b'tzad tivcha shel zeh. That's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't necessarily mean they had to do like that, but that's what they did.
Why are they comparing the two? They're different
Lashonos,
no?
Right. Yeah, by Lechem Panim it says Tomid. So that's why there's a machloikis. By Talmud Torah, it never really says Hasmada. It just says Vahagisa Vahayama Vahalayla. So the Gemara somehow puts it together. The Gemara assumes that if Hasmada by Lechem Panim means all day and all night, then Hasmada by Talmud Torah, but it never says Hasmada.
So Korban Tomid is obviously not all day.
Right, right. That is correct. I don't know. The Rambam points out in Hilchos Tamid Torah that a lot of people make a mistake. They think only rabbis or mechanchim are mechuyev to learn Torah. That's what they do for a living. But if I'm a businessman or I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. I graduated already when I was a student. So students have to study. But once you graduate, you're mechuyev to study. So the Rambam says that's a mistake. Whether you're healthy or sick, whether you're poor or rich, whatever you do for a living, every person is pleased to learn till the day that he dies. Ad yom moso. And shouldn't only be restricted to those who are in the rabbinate or in chinuch. There's a separate mitzvah of kavod haTorah. There are two different mitzvah. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, then a mitzvah of kavod haTorah. You have to stand up when a Talmud Chacham comes. And a kavachayim, you have to stand up when they're carrying a sefer Torah. The Gemara says, if kavachayim im epnei lomdehom dim epanei lakolshkein, if you stand up when a Talmud Chacham comes, you certainly have to stand up. Chumash, that's all it says. Epnei sefer tokum adat epnei zokum. Never says you have to stand up for the sefer Torah. So the Gemara makes a kavachayim, you certainly have to stand up for the sefer Torah. So that there are really two distinct mitzvahs, one mitzvah of Talmud Torah, one mitzvah of kavod haTorah. What do you do when there's a conflict between the two? Let's say every so often a student is a student in yeshiva and he's placed in a certain shia and he's not learning in that shia. And he feels that if he'll go to the menorah and leave the shia, it'll be a violation of kavod haTorah. It'll be an insult to the Rebbe, but he's not going to learn. And this shia he sees he's not going to learn. He goes to a different shia. He'll learn much more. So the pashtus is that Talmud Torah takes precedence over kavod haTorah whenever there's a conflict. The most important thing is a person should learn, even if his learning is going to... Even if the only way to succeed in learning is by hurting someone's feelings, by being in violation of kavod haTorah. The Gemara in the second parak in Megillah points out that there seems to be a contradiction between the two psukim describing what Moshe Rabbeinu did when he was on top of Har Sinai. So one pasuk says, he was standing, amarati. The other pasuk says, va'esha bahar. He was sitting. So the Gemara considers it, it seems to be a contradiction. So the Gemara gives several suggestions. Maybe Va'esha Bahar is not literally, maybe Amarati is not literal. But superficially, it seems to be a contradiction. So one of the answers that the Gemara gives is that Koshes Miyushov and Rakas Miyumad. When the Rabban Shalom was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu easy dinim, so he stood. When the Rabban Shalom was teaching him difficult, complicated dinim, then he sat. That's called Koshes Meyushov and Rakas Meyumad. What is that all about? So Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner that what it means is that more correct really is that everyone should always stand when they learn Torah. Out of Kavod haTorah, the Gemara says, through the days of Rabbi Gamliel, he insisted that they used to stand. And then, after the days of Rabbi Gamliel, you are the Chul Shel Olam, and everybody used to learn in the Beis Medrash sitting. When they fired Rabbi Gamliel, he was the chief rabbi, so when they fired him and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the chief rabbi instead, so the Gemara says they added on so many benches to the Beis Medrash. Why did the Gemara say benches? Because until the days of Rabbi Gamliel, most of the people would stand in the Beis Medrash. That's called an atar. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed people to come down to the Beis Medrash that weren't so that sincere about their learning. They weren't tocha kibara. They were interested in learning, but not Solomon. So they had to sit. So the Rav Chaim Halozhin explained in the Gemara, if a person can fulfill Kavod HaTorah by learning in a standing position, fine. But if it's going to be cautious, a complicated dinim, and he's going to show Kavod HaTorah by learning the dinim standing, he's going to get tired, and he won't be able to grasp all of the details of the complicated halachas, then we say, sit down. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah takes precedence over the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. Better to sit down in such a case. The Gemara has, in fact, a machloikas. Let's say the Talmidim are sitting and learning Beis Medrash, then the Rebbe walks by. So one opinion is that you're not supposed to stand up, because Talmud Torah is Dechad Kavod HaTorah. If they're going to stand up, then in order to get back into what they were learning before, they're going to lose a couple of minutes. They'll lose a few minutes of learning until they get back into everything. And we don't pass like that. We paskin that in that situation, the Kavod HaTorah is Dechad the Talmud Torah. Why is that so? So the Pnei Yeshua asked that Kasha on the Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Kedusha. He quotes a Medrash that if the person shows Kavod HaTorah in the middle of his learning, this will be a Zgula for Hatzlocha and Talmud Torah. So it's not that the Kavod HaTorah takes precedence over the Talmud Torah. Showing Kavod HaTorah by stating after the Rebbe, this will be a Zgula that he should be Matzliach better with less time. Even though he's going to lose 3 minutes over here by standing up and will have to get back into learning, but the fact that he showed Kavod HaTorah, that'll serve as a Zgula to be Matzliach later. The Gemara says usually there's a kal ho'esek mitzvah potam, and a mitzvah, if a person is involved in performing one mitzvah, he's not mechuyiv to be mafsik in the middle to perform another mitzvah. And then the Ritvo writes in the end of the second paragraph of Sukkah, since he's not mechuyiv to, so he's not permitted to, because so he's not mechuyiv, so it's like a dvar hashus. So if he's going to stop doing the first mitzvah in order to do the second mitzvah, so then it's like being mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah to do a dvar hashus. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, in Talmud Torah, you don't say, Ha'isik b'mitzvah, potam b'mitzvah. The person is busy learning. He doesn't have to daven mincha marvin, he doesn't have to say halal, and doesn't have to lay tefillin, doesn't have to go home and make a seder. He's just going to sit and learn all day and all night. Doesn't have to say kiddush on Shabbos. Doesn't have to eat shalosh shudis. He's busy learning. So the Gemara says, it depends. If it's a mitzvah, she'efshev hiskayim ha'idechem, let's say they're having a demonstration. I rally in front of the United Nations, and they're having a couple of buses, and there are so many seats on all the buses, and then the buses are filling up, and the buses will be filled up. There are enough students going to the demonstration. They don't need me. So the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah sometimes to go to a demonstration. So the mitzvah is actually skayem aydechem. Let's say there's a shevet brachas, so they have buses taking people to the shevet brachas. To nimis hamech hasamikal. So they have enough people without me, so I'm not mechuyif to go. But if the nation of the mitzvah is such that it's a mitzvah she'yev shel iskayim ha'idecher, if I'm not going to go, let's say, I have to daven mincha ma'ariv. I can't say, well, let the other people daven mincha ma'ariv. I have an obligation to daven mincha ma'ariv. It doesn't help that everybody else is going to daven. So it's if the mitzvah is she'yev shel iskayim ha'idecher, or the shevet brachas, and the bus is not full, there are a couple of empty seats, or I'm very close to the chosen, so the fact that other people are going to go, it's not going to be misamech the chosen as much as if I would go. So then whenever it's a mitzvah, she'yev shel iskayim ha'idecherim, then you say you're mechuyev to be mapsik from your learning and perform the mitzvah. We don't apply the rule of ha'isik b'mitzvah potam b'na mitzvah. Why not? So the Gemara never explained. The Gemara just says that's the klal. The Gemara might cut in the first paragraph, said that's the klal. So the Yerushalmi, the Rishon quote, Yerushalmi gives the explanation why. Because if the person will not be mafsik in the middle of the learning in order to fulfill the mitzvah, so it's going to turn out that his learning is shalal manas lasais. So therefore what? What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Stipler has in his form different suggestions how to understand the Yerushalmi. Rav Soloveitchik suggested one of the explanations that the Stipler has, that when a person is busy doing one mitzvah, he's potter from performing another mitzvah, we view all the mitzvahs as if they're in competition with each other. This is one mitzvah, this is a different mitzvah. So if you're going to be mapsik from performing the first mitzvah in order to do the second mitzvah, it's an insult to the first mitzvah. You're busy doing the first mitzvah, so finish it. But over here, Talmud Torah, Liman HaTorah is supposed to be Amanos Lassos. So if the person is going to be mapsik in the middle of learning in order to daven mincha, in order to shake a lulav, in order to say halal, in order to have a seder, in order to do all the mitzvahs, so all the mitzvahs are not in competition with Liman HaTorah. All the mitzvahs enhance the limud haTorah. It comes out that the limud haTorah was almanas laso. So it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not that they're two. There's a mitzvah A and that's mitzvah B. All the other mitzvahs enhance the limud haTorah. So it just accomplishes that the limud haTorah was limud almanas laasos.
Is that another answer for the Nevi'ah's kasha?
That what? For Kavod HaTorah. No, but that's still a kasha, because the Gemara said kashas miusha rakas miyumad, that you see that seems to be the cloud, that when there's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah takes precedence. So why should you stand up in the middle of learning? We should have passed like the other opinion. You shouldn't stand up, because that's Kavod HaTorah. When Kavod HaTorah is in conflict with Talmud Torah, then Talmud Torah should win. So he says, no, here there's a mocker from Tanakh, that's a skula, Hatzloch and Liman HaTorah, if a person will show Kavod HaTorah. We don't say Hoisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. When the person is learning, it doesn't patam him from doing other mitzvahs. What if the person is Hoilach lahakbol p'nei rabo b'regel? He went to visit the Rebbe on Sholosh Regalim. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that there is such a din. So that's a beferish Gemara Sukkah that you do say Hoisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Why is that? That's a different mitzvah. Lahakbol p'nei rabo b'regel is Kavod HaTorah. So Kavod HaTorah is a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. So that does pata from yeshiva b'sukkah. But to say that a person is busy learning Torah is pata from yeshiva b'sukkah, it's more comfortable to sit in the base medrash and to learn Torah. So he'll eat a sandwich in the base medrash and he'll sleep in the base medrash, he'll sleep. No, he has to be mafsik from the learning and go into the sukkah, even though it's going to interfere with his learning. You don't apply yosik b'mitzvah pata ma'amitzvah on Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah should pata him from sitting in sukkah, that's not. But Talmud Torah does pata him. But halach lahakmal p'nei rabba to be mechaber the Rebbe, that's a different mitzvah. That mitzvah does pata him from yeshiva b'sukkah. That's a different mitzvah. And all the mitzvahs you do say yosik b'mitzvah pata b'na mitzvah. There is a tshuva in the Marach Ozarua, son of the Ozarua, has a collection of tshuvas, Abchaim Ozarua, where he discusses it used to take the bachim a couple of days till they would arrive at the yeshiva. They would walk and they would travel horseback and coach and horses and whatever till a week till they got to the yeshiva. So he says the whole week that they're traveling to get to the yeshiva to learn for the beginning of this man, they're pata from davening shachris mincha ma'ariv. Oisik b'mitzvah pata mina mitzvah. Apparently that's a different mitzvah. That's not Talmud Torah. Going to travel to the yeshiva in order to be able to learn, even though it's only a Heksha mitzvah for Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah itself doesn't pata from the other mitzvahs, but the Heksha mitzvah to get to yeshiva, he says, does pata. It's a different mitzvah. Interesting. It's a different mitzvah. He says, Lamaisa, that the Bachim, it took him a few days till he arrived at the yeshiva. They wouldn't daven a whole couple of days.
And maybe it's Mahatil Nehrava,
I don't know, that's Beregel, that's a mitzvah of Kavod HaRav. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over from the Baal HaTanya, from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that there's a major difference between Lima Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, you have a text. Either the text was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word, letter for letter to Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Nevi'im Uksuvim. So you have a text. So if a person recites Tanakh, even if he doesn't understand, there is a kima mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's reciting a text of Talmud Torah. Hashem came to Magan Avraham writes, if a person is going to say, is that Mekoyman, and he doesn't understand what it means, so then there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all. When it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, strictly speaking, there is no text. We're very makpid, you got to get the correct gears in the Gemara. There is a text, okay? The Chachmei HaGemara have a text. If you have a corrupt text, you'll misread it. You'll come to the wrong conclusion. You'll learn out the wrong halacha. We have a text, but al pidin, there isn't supposed to be a text. In Torah Shebaal Peh, it just means the Havanas HaAnyanim. So if a guy just kind of recite the Mishnais and not understand what he's talking about, there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Also, Soloveitchik has in one of his published essays that if a person is very learned and at the same time is not humble, there's something wrong with the learning. The Rambam quotes the Gemara that why is the Torah compared to Mayim, the Damashkim? Mayim yodim makam gavah, makam namoch, avdi v'tor, emiskaimim el, a person who is humble. Why is it? Why is it? So he explained that we believe that the Kol HaTorah Kula, the Ramban in the Hakdama to his commentary Chumash quotes a line from the Zohar, the Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Bereishis Bara Lakim. Lakim is Shem Hashem. Bereishis Bara is not Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban has a whole pshat. So we usually say pshat and not Zohar a little differently from the way the Ramban has. Usually say like Rab Chaim Balozhiner and the Baal HaTanya both have this, that the Torah is clearly a collection of mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs esei, 365 mitzvahs lois esei, but in addition to being a collection of mitzvahs, it's also a description of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We really can't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about, and some of the Jewish philosophers from the Middle Ages wrote an expression, Ili Yedaitiv HaYisiv, if I would understand the essence of Elokus, I would have to be God himself. He's the only one who understands what Elokus is all about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us Derech Mashal. We should try to understand Elokus. He'll give a Mashal. We also want to understand how to give a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal of a Mashal, and that's the Torah. The Torah is referred to as the Mashal HaKadmaini. After you learn all the dinim, so it gives you a glimpse, an insight into what Elokus is all about. And it's for this reason, that's what the Baal HaTanya and the Rav Chaim Volozhiner both write. That's why we have a klal. The Rambam has one of the 13 principles of faith, which in our generation is the main difference between the Orthodox and the non-Orthodox. We believe Shazas HaTorah Lo Sehi Mukhlefes. The laws of the Torah cannot change. Why can't they change? Why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, change his mind? The answer is because the Torah is a description of Elokus, and Elokus, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the only thing in the whole wide world that doesn't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way, everything keeps on changing. The wheat and the barley and the flowers and the human body and the genes, everything keeps on, all the animals, the kibetzim, the kazesim, everything is bigger, smaller, everything keeps on changing. Ani Hashem lo shanisi, the Baruch Shalom says. He's the Bari Olam, he's not part of the Bria, he's outside of all of this, so the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. So the Torah, the Taryag Mitzvahs, which are in effect a description of the essence of Elokus, so the laws of the Torah cannot change either. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. When a person is learning Torah and he discovers some new insight, he discovers a pshat in a chumash, a pshat in a gemara that he didn't realize before, what happened in effect is that he came closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's understanding more certain aspects of Elokus. So when one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should realize that he should melt into insignificance. Who is he being arrogant about? When one is not in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with human beings, so I'm richer than him, I'm smarter than him, I'm better looking than him, and I hold for myself. But when one is in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, what is he going to be arrogant about? So when one succeeds in learning, it means that he came closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him when he discovered this secret about the Torah. So how is it possible that such a person should be acting in an arrogant fashion? That's Rav Soloveitchik has a whole essay, that it's impossible. A person really believes that Torah is a description of Elokus. It's impossible that such a person who succeeds in learning should be arrogant. In order for a person to succeed in learning, he has to first start off with self-confidence. He has to start off with a little gaivet kedusha to feel that he can succeed over here. That's what we told over the story about the Chasam Sofer, when he was bar mitzvah. So he said his own pshetl. He said a Dvar Torah, he said over Shtikl Torah from his great-grandfather, wrote a Sefer on Zikin that's called Koisus Yeshuas, and he disagreed. He explained why the Shtikl Torah is wrong. So the father of the Chasam Sefer was very upset, and he slapped him in public, and he said, how do you have the chutzpah to disagree with the Alter Zeder? It's just bar mitzvah, and the Zeder was such a great kohen. The Rav Nos Nadla was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sefer. He was there by the bar mitzvah. So he said to the father, why do you slap the kid? The kid is right. Kid knows what he's talking about. The great-grandfather was wrong. So he told Rav Nos Nadla, told the Chasam Sofer as a young child, as a bar mitzvah bracha, he should leave his father's home. That every time you're going to ask a kasha on Rashi, on the Rambam, on Tosfos, on the Gemara, your father's going to slap you? How do you have the right to ask on Rashi? How do you have the right to ask on the Rambam? How do you have the right to ask on the Gemara? The Halig Gemara, how do you have the right? What do you mean, how do you have the right? That's what learning is all about. You have to ask kashas. You have to go with the attitude that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to learn. You have to have chutzpah, you have to have gaiva in the Kedusha, to have the attitude that you can succeed. But once the person already succeeds, Rabbi Soloveitchik used to be very arrogant, when he was in the Shia. But then after he finished the Shia, then he was he felt that he had come in the presence of the Baruch Shalom, and he figured out the correct pshat, then he was very humbled. You have to have an arrogant attitude in order to succeed in learning. You have to have self-confidence. The Baruch Shalom created us. He told us we should learn. We should ask kashas. We should try to figure out what's going on. Once you figure it out, and then you realize you're in the presence of the Baruch Shalom, so then the person has to act with humility accordingly. The Gemara in Gittin has a strange machlokes in Perek HaNizok, a machlokes of Yechanan and his student Rabbi Loza, where the roiv of the Torah is Balpeh. We know that there are two parts to the Torah, the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shemalpeh. So they have a machlokes, which is the roiv? Is the Torah Shebichsav the majority, or Torah Shemalpeh is the majority? So all the Achranim ask the Kasha, go to any library, the Tanakh is only 24 Svarim, the whole Tanakh is one little volume, and the rest of the library is the Torah Shemalpeh. So of course the Torah Shemalpeh is much more than Torah Shemalpeh. How can there be a machlokes Amoraim about this? So that's where the Prima Godim has a Psicha HaKolelis, the Orach Chaim, which is really a general introduction to all of Torah Shemalpeh. So he starts off with that Kasha. How can you have such a machlokes? And he quotes from Achrayim, who suggest that we mentioned on several occasions that the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah, he says that there are different parts to Torah Shebal Peh. So you have the Halachas L'Moshe Misinai, not so many. He gives you a list, less than 100. Then he has Pirush Ma'abukubodam L'Moshe Misinai, traditions that this phrase has a certain connotation. Pri Eitzod means an Esrog. Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally, and so on and so forth. Ishakushis Lokach means tzadikis and so on, different. We have traditions as far as the connotations of certain phrases. And then you have all the takonas, the rabbanon, all the dinim, the rabbanon becomes a part of Torah Shebal Peh. But he says the bulk of the Torah Shebal Peh is really all the halachas that were established based on Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. All the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. So that's what the Prima Godim quotes. That's really the machlokes amoraim. Because the roiv of the Torah is really the dinim that are established through the Yud Gimel Midas. Is that considered Torah Shebichsav? Because it's based on the text of the Chumash. Or do you say no? It's based on the text of the Chumash, but it has the status of Torah Shebal Peh. What's the difference, Allah Chalamaisa, whether you should declare it as having the status of Torah Shebichsav, or declare it as having the status of Torah Shebal Peh? So that's what the Prima Godim has a long arichas. What could possibly be the Nafkamina? So that's what he starts off is. Psicha Kolelis, his general introduction to the Torah Shebal Peh, starts with that discussion. Okay, that's what we... you can't understand the Torah Shebal Peh unless you know Chumash, unless you know Tanakh. But in our generation, the emphasis should be placed on the Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says in the first parak in Bava Basra, Ein Yisoan Ligol Mala B'Schus Liman HaMishnayis. B'Zman Hazeh, our responsibility is to place emphasis on the Liman of Torah Shebal Peh. As the Navi writes, "Kam ki yitnu b'goyim ata akapzin." Yitnu is miloshen masnisen. If they learn Mishnayos, if they learn Torah Shebal Peh, ata akapzin, the gula will come. There was in the earlier generation, the emphasis was placed on Torah Shebichsav till the end of the Tkufas Hanavim, till Chagas Chai Malachi, and then there's a change in emphasis, and from that time on, Mishemesa Nevi'im Achrein and Botla Nevu'im Yisrael. That's how it says in the Seder Olam. Mikam v'yelach. From that point on, you have to place the emphasis on Limud Torah Shebal Peh. So that's the tradition in all the yeshivas now, that we emphasize the Limud of Torah Shebal Peh, but one should not neglect Torah Shebichsav. You have to know not only the names of the 24 Sforim and Tanakh, you have to know what it says in them. You have to be Mavis Edra every week. You have to know the Chasam Sofer wrote in his Tzavor. He wants all of his descendants to learn Tanakh with Rashi and Chumash with Ramban. Tanakh with Rashi and Chumash with Ramban. A lot of us don't know Tanakh. It's not right. By the Sfarim, they're always makpit to learn Tanakh. Shulchan Aruch says that the Chazan, who's davening for Anomen, has to know Tanakh. Because a lot of the expressions in the Piyutim are based on Psukim and Tanakh. So he's not going to know Tanakh. He won't know how to pronounce the words. And the Talmid Chacham has to be Boki in all the Chavtalot Svarim of Tanakh, and so on. And the Shochet has to know Tanakh. Shochet has to be Rogel al Tanakh. Then the Rambam writes all the time, yeah, we don't know like that. The Sheikh doesn't have to know, and the Rabbanim don't have to know, and the Chazan doesn't have to know. We rely on the Rabbeinu Tam, that why is it called Talmud Bavli? Shebelula b'mikra b'nishtam gemar. But it brought us to, we got stuck now. It's not right. We got stuck. The Rabbeinu Tam said, if a person is going to cover gemar, he's going to learn Talmud Bavli, it doesn't mean he learns one Tosfos all day long. One Tosfos is not going to have Belula b'mikra b'nishtam gemar. If you learn five blat gemara a day, so you will certainly cover a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Halacha, and so on. The real Talmid HaChamim, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, used to always chaz a Tanakh. He would walk on, I remember in the summertime, he would walk on the road with his wife, and he would be looking in a Tanakh. She was taller than he was, so they used to walk arm in arm, and she looked like she was his mother, and he was a head shorter than her, and he would be chazering Tanakh. And Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky knew the trup. If you give him any pasuk from Tanakh, he'll tell you what the trup is supposed to be. He knew the secret. The people don't know the secret of the trup. So Soloveitchik also, when he gave the shiur for the Balabatim, in the yeshiva he didn't learn the Agarata. When he gave the shiur for the Balabatim, the Gemara would quote in an Agarata, they would quote a pasuk from Novi or from Ksuvim, who would always give a long shiur on it and explain what the Malbim says, what the Radak says, and what the whole Parsha, because the Gemara didn't mean to take one phrase out of context. The Gemara was giving a whole different interpretation of the whole Parsha. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam was assuming that, well, people who study Talmud Bavli, it'll be Blula b'mikra b'mishna b'mara, we will master Tanakh by learning Talmud Bavli. But if you see it's not working, then you got to go back to learn Tanakh. The emphasis should be on the Torah Shabbat Peh, but without Torah Shabbat Chsav, you can't really understand the Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, want to wish everybody a good Niyantif.